So maybe a spot back first, Jim Solomon, a co-chair and a member of Community Board 2, and maybe we'll just start and go to my left.
Okay, Chris Russell with Two Bridges. Michael Levine, Community Board 1.
Paul Bonner, President of Solomon's Park.
Jay White, Conservation.
Victor Gruber, Gowers, Ladder,
Stakers. I'm Andrew Martin.
Brigitte Jones, President of Church Street Plan Association, which is 55-675 Church Street.
Billy Fan, Office of State Senator Daniel Squadron.
Ed Lidlock, Lowdown Website.
John Hunger, President Turner's Office.
Karen Key, Assemblyman Silver's Office.
Yes, please. Back there, so.
I'm
from TPA.
Chief of Staff from the Lincoln Association.
Jan Lee, Civic Center Residents Coalition.
Tara Perlman, I'm an investment.
And Chad President.
I think we've covered it. I'm sorry, you are?
Oh, I'm Damaris Reyes from Good Old Lower East Side, AKA Goals.
Well, welcome everybody. Again, thank you all for coming. There are a lot of people in this room and very few names on this sign-in sheet. I believe there's another sign-in sheet circulating, but if you haven't signed in, could you please consider doing so? It's the way that we communicate information and get information out, and it's helpful. There's also a sign-in if you're a voting member organization and you haven't signed in, and I think there were a few that voting member organizations that spoke were representatives, but they hadn't signed in yet. Would you just introduce yourself as we're just finishing up? Guys, welcome. Thank you for coming. So we have a full agenda, but I have promised to get everybody out of here before 8 o'clock. So let's start with the co-chair's report, and it will be very brief. I think the steering committee met on Thursday, 4 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, at CB1, and established the agenda as it routinely does for the full Chinatown Working Group meeting. And so we're looking at the agenda, and I'd like to just quickly go through it to give everybody here sort of an idea of where we're headed. It's helpful sometimes to get a sense of the roadmap. So we will start with a presentation that Doug Woodward put together. It is a projected timeline of if we were to do everything that we have talked about doing, and Doug can spend a little bit of time taking us all through it. He's made enough copies, I think, hopefully for everybody in the room, and if not, we can share them. We then have a couple of votes that we need to address, one of which, and this was discussed at the steering committee, has to do with whether or not, where we have consensus, to possibly move that process forward, particularly with the working team recommendations that were presented in August and have been essentially sitting or in standby mode for the last several months. So we'll deal with that. Another vote is, we will talk about a continuation of a conversation we had in last month's full meeting, which was only 2 weeks ago, and that has to do with whether or not to work and develop and further modify the current governance. And there's a question that we hammered out, worked on at the steering committee, and that will be presented to the full membership. And we won't begin that conversation until we get to that in the agenda, but that's another item. And then it's something that I mentioned to you at the beginning, and we talked about at the steering committee, the current co-chairs of the Chinatown Working Group, one representing the current governance is one represents the community boards and one represents, and there are three community boards that are part of this CWG process, and the community board organizations. Those two co-chairs, I've been representing the community boards, Thomas Yu's been representing the community board organizations. We were elected in, I believe, April of 2009, and in April of 2010, the full working group voted to extend the term to September. And the thinking was that it would get us through the submission of the 197A plan to the Department of City Planning. Now, obviously, we are far from that point. How far is to be discussed by the group? But in keeping with the process that we all agreed upon, the co-chairs were asked to extend, and that was agreed upon. And so the term is effectively over today of both co-chairs. A little earlier, I sent out an email, and I had spoken to the steering committee that I would not be, if nominated, a candidate for not available and would not be available to be a candidate for co-chairs. I sent out an email about an hour or so ago. It'll be the last email that you will get from me as a co-chair, and frankly, will probably get from me. I wanted to just circulate it because it was sent before the meeting, and you can fold it up and put it in your envelope, in your bag or whatever, but I just wanted to get it out. And essentially, it's self-explanatory. But it's something that I did send out before, and so I wanted to make sure that everyone in the room received a copy of it. It's two-sided. I'm sorry. I've had jobs in the past where I'm paid by the word, and so as you can tell, and so I can be quite verbose.
I've read it already.
This section has only one. That has only one. Okay. Well, it's double-sided, so if you got one with only one, then...
I got the email. Right?
Okay. Yeah, everybody who signs up for emails would have gotten it. If you haven't signed up for emails, just that's actually worth mentioning. The website is ChinatownWorkingGroup.org. You just go to Get Updates, and then you put in your information, and you will get emails. Given our limited resources, that's one of the ways, obviously, that we have helped to spread the word of meetings and minutes and et cetera and updates. All right. So our first. So that is the extent of the co-chair's report. We have a full agenda, and we will begin with a presentation by Doug Woodward regarding the Chinatown timeline. And I have here. Doug has left. Do you need to send out everything, or should we start with just this?
Start with that.
All right.
Everybody can pick up the turn.
Okay. Please, that'd be great. So, will you come up here, or do you want to stay there? Okay. May I have a copy of that before it disappears? So, can you introduce yourself?
I'll give everybody another minute to get some.
I'm supposed to be some worms and hop on a cup on that, please. It's a mess that's messed everybody over there.
So, some of this will be very familiar to you from presentations that Michael Levine has made. But we thought it made sense to actually put together everything in one chart so that everybody could consult it and sort of the process we've been talking about, because it's a little complicated. So what this timeline does is it lays out what I think is a sort of reasonable schedule of 197A plan, the community plan, together with the 197C plan, the Uniform Land Use Review Procedure plan that would follow that would actually enact the zoning. As we said, 12 197A plans passed by the City Planning Commission for community plans. And of those 12 plans, only 4 have actually had their zoning enacted. And of those 4, every single one of them was modified by the City Planning Commission when it was approved. So there actually hasn't been any plan, any 197A plan that's had its recommendations exactly enacted as it was shown in the plan. And just because these are very long processes, I thought it would be good for us to sort of go through it and figure out how long a time we're looking at for the Chinatown Working Group to complete its work if everything goes smoothly, as of course it has for the last 2 years. So the first 3 items, as Jim pointed out to me, these are not actual sort of statutory standardized times, but these are things that we thought, depending on what we decide tonight about how we move forward, make sense in terms of durations. So the first task is restructuring the Chinatown Working Group organization and leadership. I think that's one of the items on the agenda tonight to be voted on. We gave that a three-month duration. I think that was discussed at the steering committee. And then we've been discussing sort of in March outreach to other groups, including groups on the Lower East Side, that is a four-month duration, and an MOU, a Memorandum of Understanding, and a contract with the Fund for the City of New York to draw down the money from LMDC, the $150,000 that we've been granted for the planner. We figured that might take that same amount of time. So some of these overlap, because I don't think we need to do them in a completely linear fashion. It's much more efficient to try to get it all done at the same time. The consultant selection process is down below that red bar, because that's a sort of distinct task. And the duration of that, I've got from the beginning of November through the end of February 2012. And the reason for that is because it's a pretty complicated procedure. Once we have the contract from the Fund for the City of New York, we still have to issue an RFP, sort of go through an approval process. We have to figure out who sits on the committee, how we report back as a Chinatown working group, then we have to review and approve and release the RFP. Then after that, which is item 4.2.1, there's a period of response where the consultants, the anticipated consultants, take a look at it and figure out whether or not they want to do it, what their teams are like. And I've shortened up a lot of these times. I mean, some of these processes, this could take longer, but I would just advise, given the sort of length of time the whole thing will take, that we try to shorten it up as much as possible. And people will be anxious to pay for this. There's still not that much planning work around. So I think we're in pretty good shape in terms of the people wanting to do this project. One of the issues might be that we don't have altogether that much money to entice them to do it. $150,000 sounds like a lot, but this is a really fairly complicated study. So I think we need to really clearly define what area we're talking about and what items we want them to look at. Michael and Lisa went through a very detailed sort of drafting process of figuring out what tasks we wanted the consultant to fulfill that seemed to be a little bit heavy in terms of the money we have available. But we can talk about that at the time. Then there's a question period where everybody gets a look at it and they ask us questions about, well, what did you mean that we have to do it in 3 months? Or what did you mean that we have to do it in 9 months? And then we post all the responses to all the questions, so there's a level playing field. And the RFP responses are due probably in June of 2011, if things go smoothly. Then we review the responses. And I've only given that a couple of weeks, because we figured that we could be pretty efficient on our end about figuring out which ones we wanted to shortlist. Then we review the responses with the overall Chinatown Working Group and the Matrix Committee, which is just that little committee that we've already formed to take a look at the initial RFP responses, makes its recommendation, and we'll review the full list at the Chinatown Working Group, as I think we agreed. Everybody here will get a chance to take a look at all the planners who've responded and their credentials and figure out whether or not we wanted them to be on shortlist. Then we develop a shortlist, and that will take about a month, I think, given that that occurred in the summer, and we need to set it up with the whole group, and then we do shortlist interviews.
By the way, just to interject, the selection process has not been decided by the working group, because there's so much that is up in the air, and as you can see even from the agenda item, so Doug is talking, I think, in almost projecting it based on what we were talking about 3 or 4 months ago. So let's, just for the sake of understanding the group, nothing has been decided by the group at this point as to what the selection process would be. And so these are just projections of if we had used the old, or what we had in the summertime discussed as a step-by-step.
Right, exactly. And we could do a sensitivity analysis, figure out if we cut a couple of months here or edit a couple of months there, like for outreach, that would change the overall time we're talking about. But I think this represents the amount of time that we have for the main tasks that we're talking about. So then we would select the planner potentially at the beginning of the year in 2012 to start the work. Now, I've given, down below that second red bar, I've given the planning study duration 9 to 11 months, I think, is probably what we're looking at in terms of the complication of this study. We could tell the consultant that it'll be 6 months. We can tell them that it'll be a year. That's really up to us what we decide to do in terms of the instructions we give. But we just have to be really clear about the scope of the study and how difficult it is to actually amass the data. And I think this is pretty complicated, and there's a lot of checking back that I think we're going to want to do with the planner that we've selected. So that's why that may seem a little bit long to you in terms of the planner study, but in terms of 197A plans and in terms of other planning studies, like the Lower East Side East Village planning study that City Planning itself did, and the Spur study that's being done right now, these are reasonable times, I think. So I think we had better plan for these at least, and then hope for a better case. In terms of the outreach to the community boards and the community groups and the elected officials, I've given that 3 months. And then following up with the approval of the study at the Chinatown Working Group, the whole Chinatown Working Group, and community boards 1, 2, and 3. This is pretty unusual in that we're sponsored by 3 different community boards. So each one has to have a process of approving the final plan before it's submitted to City Planning, because they're the ones who actually signed the application to City Planning saying that the community boards support this. So that may take a little bit. I've given it a couple of months. It may take longer. Hopefully we'd be able to cut a little time off that, because we'll be consulting the community boards straight along. And certainly we have representatives of 1, 2, and 3 on this. The preparation of the 197A plan and submission to DCP, that's something we do cooperatively with City Planning, and he's been talking to them already. We've cut a little bit of time off because we've already given our letter of intent into them. Then the rest of the 9.1, 9.2, that entire series of steps right there, is taken directly from City Planning's own timeline. And we have copies of that available if you want to see more detail. It takes about 14 months from beginning to end, and that there are very few places to actually cut that. That's a statutorily defined time period. You have to be at City Planning to get their approval. Then we come down. We could get that approval, I think, by the end of September of 2014. Now, I know that sounds like a long time, and as I said, we hopefully could just cut some of the time off closer to this end of things. But once you get into the process of 197A and 197C, which is the public land use review process, there's really not that much room to cut time off because they're defined by the charter. For the 197C, and I haven't put in any details in that, I do have the complete chart over here if you want to see every little piece of how you do the 197C. But that City Planning itself says with pre-certification and certification, which are sort of steps, formal steps that you have in the City Planning process, it takes about a year. So ULURP itself, Uniform Land Use Review Procedure, takes 7.5 months, and City Planning tells you ahead of time to plan 4.5 months of pre-certification work, including environmental work. Now, two things that are not dealt with here are periods where we might have to pause in order to raise money to support these applications, because the 197C in particular is a very expensive proposition, including the environmental work. Hopefully we'll be able to convince City Planning that it's such a good plan that they should adopt it themselves and move forward with the 197C. But one of the reasons that some of the 197As have not moved forward is because there hasn't been funding, basically, to finish the process through the 197C. So this chart actually ends up in August of 2015 as sort of the first date that that an enacted zoning could be put in place from the 197A plan. And that's hopeful, but I think reasonable.
Doug, thank you for taking the initiative to do this. Appreciate it. It's a lot of work, and I think we all think it's very helpful. Certainly, the steering committee thought so. Any questions or thoughts, or anybody want to ask some questions or about this?
Peter, you mentioned the headline 197A/197C. Why are you together? Well, because the 197A.
The 197A is the community plan we've been talking about. And that doesn't mean that you get the zoning when you're done with the 197A. then you've got to start something called the 197C, which is the City Planning Land Use Review Procedure Process. So that's where you get the zoning from. It's actually filing another application after we're all done with 197A.
I
can remember
the coming to Board 2.
Can everyone
hear
Ed?
No,
Ed.
Coming to Board 2, Senior Rec, the Land Use Committee Chair told me, instead of adopting 197A, why not adopting 197? Because 197A takes 9 years to complete.
That's 14 months.
Too many changes. People variable environmentally, for the 197C able to be completed in 1 year or so.
Well, that's correct, but you need an actual plan to do the 197C on the basis of private people do it, like developers, private applicants. But to make a recommendation, to make a zoning change for 197C, you have to have a plan. So that's what the 197A is for. Right.
Just the comprehensive nature of a 197C, one of the reasons this group had, as it formally adopted the idea of approaching a 197A, was as a comprehensive plan that would include all of the areas of interest, which all of these working teams have been working on, not just on land use.
That's right. 197C is just zoning. 197A actually includes lots of stuff, like the things we've been doing about parks and immigration and transportation and all of that. Yes.
In other words, Ed, the work that you've been doing with Annie would not be would not be included within a 197C. So that's why. Any other questions in the room, either for Doug or just feedback or thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm sure there's probably one of these little boxes is still in where it shouldn't be. But
Stuff on March 1st, 2012,
right,
to December 31st, 2013.
That's not the 2012, that's 2013, right? No, unfortunately. That actually is accurate. That's the entire planning duration.
Sure, but you only need 11 months.
I think we should, if everybody's okay with it, so that's the group, to put this on the website. I think we just need to make clear that this is not sort of an endorsement. This was a timeline that the voting working group has said, okay, that's the timeline we're following. This is a projected timeline. But if we did some clarifying language, would everybody be okay with making this available on the website?
The word projected is good.
So perhaps, yes, we have a question.
Already, when you have a 5-year plan, and already 2 years have passed away, in terms of fundraising, get the money cleaned up and simultaneously to start it from now until the plan is up.
The simple answer is absolutely. We are in a holding pattern until we sort of resolve some internal governance issues on fundraising and figuring out co-chairs and stuff like that. But yeah, that there's no question that it could be done and should be done. Good point. Anyone else? Yes, Esther.
My initial feedback is that I understand we want to be very careful about how we select a planning consultant, but a year's time for the whole process does seem really long. All the discussion makes sense, but I guess it would make sense if we could try to just shorten that dramatically.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Council member.
Yeah. I really want to take this time to really use this as a way to talk about what I feel about in terms of the work of the Chinatown Working Group. I was saying that this is the first time that I'm back at the meeting after the council member representing this area. I was here in the beginning. I think it's amazing that in the last 2 years, so much has done in terms of the work and all the working groups. You guys really have to give yourself a pat and say, you stuck it out, you put in a lot of time and a lot of effort. And when you look at a timeline like this, I don't want people to get discouraged. And say, oh my goodness, another 4 years? We've been doing this for like 3 already. No. I think that coming down in the agenda later on, there are a lot of good work that's been done through the working group, through the team. And I really do want to commend the co-chair and the leaders of all the teams. But what I'm looking forward to is that immediately there are things that if you agree on, from the education in school, the immigration, the parks, there are things that I'm committed to working with you now so that we can get some change going on to help improve the quality of life of the residents in our neighborhood in Chinatown, Lower East Side here. So we're not saying that, oh wow, we gotta wait another 5 years before we get anything done. You and Andy about the parks, there's things that we can do about the parks now. And we're working with the parks committee. And we can get this information out to the larger community to get people to support these ideas. So we can do it through legislation, through budget, through policy, through just meeting with the city agency to try to fix some of this problem. I'm looking at poor, right? The rat situation at the park. We gotta stop working on it. I don't think we can wait another 5 years. But the amazing thing that Kate, right? The schools, you're able to get all the principals in the local school to come together and meet and share and talk about the needs in their school. Those things we can start working on, bringing more resources. And just by people networking, there are a lot of projects can happen, or maybe have already happened. So I think that this is it's a good timeline for us to sort of look at what this whole planning process is about. But I really encourage people to look at things that we can accomplish now with all the work that you have done. We don't want this plan to be one of those 12 plans that got put on the shelf again. There have been a lot of plans that have been done about Chinatown, okay? I want to see some action. I want to see something get done. And I'm committed to working with all of you. All right, when we're talking about fixing up some of the dilapidated buildings so that tenants can have better living conditions, we could do that now. But that all came out of your recommendation. Things that I read. So whatever you have agreed on that you could agree on today, let's start working on those. And the other one can come along. Right? I have a staff here, Matt's the leader, and he's my director of land use, so he will help whatever capacity. And I commit my office that we will work on the work that you have done and to start setting up meetings with city agency, we can get those things going. But once you have agreed on the teams and the work that the CWG has voted on, then we can start working on this. Jim?
Thank you, sir. I think, unless anyone has a question about the timeline, it's a good segue into the next, if it's okay with everybody, I'd like to move forward to the next item, which much has been reported about the Chinatown Working Group. We'll sit through a two-hour meeting and there may be a moment of conflict, and we'll read about that moment of conflict, but not the other hour and 58 minutes in which we worked on stuff together and agreed. And I think, I'm really speaking to the Chinese language press and English language press, to remember that 80% of what the working group has done has broad consensus from the full working group. There are areas, no question, unquestionably, of significant disagreement. But there are three, and I begin with three working teams that presented in August their recommendations to the full Chinatown Working Group. They essentially were done with their work more or less in April. They have been waiting as the other working teams have been working on there and discussing their particularly land use, which asked for an extension to September. And so at the steering committee meeting, we discussed ways, and it's consistent with what the council member has said, ways that we could move forward. And so since there are three working teams, these three listed, education and schools, immigrant affairs and open space, parks, open space and recreation, that their recommendations, their final proposals are ready to go, so to speak. We'd like to take a vote to see if the full working group would be prepared, and here's the procedure that we follow, to present it to the full working group for consideration. What that means is that hopefully by November, all of the voting members would be ready to vote on these recommendations. But rather than asking folks to vote here without actually having had a chance to read through them and to review them, and I think that's a question, what needs to be done in order to make them presentable to the whole group? So, first question for everyone to vote on. Should the proposed, and sorry, let me get it back up. There are two working teams, transportation and economics, that I think would be ready in November to present. But rather than waiting for them to present their final recommendations, we have three that are ready to go. So, the question for the voting members, and I think do we have a quorum?
Yeah.
We have a quorum. 26. Yeah, we have a quorum. The question is, should the proposed final preliminary action plans and study areas of those three working teams be presented to the full Chinatown Working Group for consideration? So we can do that by a hand vote, I think. Everyone who is, and by the way, let's open it to discussion. Does anyone want to discuss this issue before we vote on it? Anybody?
Just a question.
Sure.
You would have these presented again?
No, they've been presented. They would be made available on our website for anyone to download. They are currently only in English. Now, we don't have the resources, honestly, to translate them unless someone in this room would volunteer to translate them into either Chinese or Spanish. Is there anybody in this room that would provide that service? They're about, I think they're roughly 4 or 5 pages each, right?
Is that about 30.
Do you have any of them that we can give an example of?
Some are longer than others. Education in schools is about 3, but some of them are longer than transportation.
I might know it in like who would do it for free. I'll ask. Okay. Can
we'll see how that.
Yeah.
Yes.
People should ask if people feel that's necessary.
Is that necessary? Well, it's a question. Do folks feel that that's it's a good question? Do folks feel that that is necessary to translate them into each of these preliminary action plans into Chinese and Spanish?
Yes.
Damaris. Okay. If you do, is there anybody that you know of who could provide a translation in either language?
I knew you were going to ask me that question. Yes. I can check in with goals folks before making a commitment and see which ones we can translate and by when. And then I'll get back to, I just need to know who.
It's also worth mentioning that there is a current but not most updated version that's already been translated. So you're not translating all of it completely from scratch.
Yeah, that's a good point. In February, we had a town hall in February, and all of these preliminary action plans were translated to Chinese and Spanish, but they've been updated since that town hall because there was feedback, and there has been feedback since then.
That's great.
So it's a good point. Those are probably 80% close to 80% done. Kay, and then Josephine, and then Bethany.
I would like to try to get the education in schools translated, and first I want to try to put it in plain English. So I will commit to working on that.
Has to be a thing.
Well, okay. What is your self-imposed deadline for doing that?
November, apparently.
Well, if you brought it in November, we would, you know, no one would have the chance to review it. What? 2 weeks. Okay. Whoever is considering being a co-chair or acting co-chair, could you please take note of the people who are volunteering in the room at this moment to do various things so you can follow up with them. Josephine.
No, I understand that I know the Chinatown Working Group is a lot of fun, but there is a general problem with translation because a lot of us have to personally translate, and so it's limited to who can participate because of the translation. So since the council members here, I was wondering if it's possible for your office to set aside some funds so that, you know, to provide some of these translation services.
Well, it depends on what. I mean, like, with the documents, we probably can help with that. Because budget, I mean, the way the budgets are set up, I don't have the budget right now.
I mean, I think it would help as well.
Not
like during the general meetings.
It has to be considered for the next fiscal year.
I understand for like the smaller committee
meetings, it's
a lot, you know, but maybe once a month
to
the general meeting.
To address that, because of, assuming that it's the fiscal year and we're talking about January, February, end of the year and January, February in terms of some of the budget, do you have, is there funding, discretionary funding for the fall that would allow for this kind of translation?
We would have to look at, I mean, discretionary starts in July, and last year
it's already been decided.
Right.
But I think you talking about someone translating after the meeting.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of, I mean,
Yes, Ella. Sorry, I had someone else who was wanted to speak. Or no, was it? Yes, Bethany and then Ella.
The other broader question related to the demonstration was, what does it mean to have a final plan actually approved? And what do we have to do in order to get that final plan approved? So, for example, we're saying that ideally we would have another town hall where the community participates and talks about what these final decisions are. We're talking about whether or not to finalize and approve these tasks, right?
Just the ones we're talking about today, right. Education's
right. Right. So what does it mean to finalize them without broader community participation? Without a broader town hall, for example? Is the town hall what we should be shooting for? Are there other things that we should be doing at the very least? Are they saying that? How are we going to see that people have finalized the community plan? What does that mean?
Does someone want to respond to that?
I just have a question regarding.
Yeah, go ahead. And then.
Are you saying that the plans that have been presented and thus far approved and we're proposing would be reapproved next month really need to go through a town hall process again? Is that what you're implying here?
I mean, the way I see it personally, I think that's the ideal, because then it's not just individuals and community organizations in the community interacting with these things, but we have the broader community at a larger gathering.
Bethany, just clarification, these proposals were presented, distributed, we talked about the steering committee. They were presented at a town hall in February, and they were posted in three languages at multiple locations and have been reported by the Chinese language press. Now, you could move that there be another town hall, and that could be, but a town hall on top of the town hall that we had to sort of review this, but if that's what you're moving for, you can move for it, but there has been a town hall that has already discussed these issues in February, in which the 85% version of these working teams was presented, and on these issues there were solicitations for more information. So we could have another town hall, if that's what you're moving for, before the full working group considers.
I think the group needs to discuss.
Well, are you moving for it? Let's just not talk about hypotheticals, Bethany. Are you moving for another town hall? The question on the floor is, should the proposed final preliminary action plan...
No, I'm moving
for discussion. We have a discussion before we move on. okay. That needs to create.
Okay.
Because the plans have been modified. The Chinatown Listening Group has also grown as a community initiative. And I think there's...
Fine. May, on having another town hall.
And you wanted to know a little bit what it might mean, so as...
We didn't say that.
...one of these questions that has one of these great innovations. So, it has been through two town halls. There were some additions from it. And then it also... there wasn't a lot of significant additions, but actually after a meeting, I think it was in April or June, there was like two significant additions. I don't know if all, some of you were here, some of you weren't. Specific people go to different meetings, so those were added. I guess my question, too, is like, usually people say that when they think something is missing from the plan, so they want to. So I don't know if you think that something is deceptive or missing from the plan that we have. So I guess it's like you could always do outreach. I feel like you could always do outreach and more. I mean, you could outreach forever. I mean, you know, there's like a million people we could outreach to. But then the other issue we have to consider is, there are all these people who already reviewed it, already had their input, and it's like, well, what are you guys doing now? You know, are you going to ever try to go get something done about this and that, or you know, or are you just still sort of, you know, talking about it? So there's this kind of, so trying to reconcile the two, you know, and then, my question to you really is, you know, do you think that something's missing from these plans, like in terms of the content, you know, and that's why we need the input.
No, I'm not talking about content right now, I'm talking about time. Can I ask
your
question?
Rob Hollander has his...
If you think there's something missing or other idea that's not in here, we're really open to hearing, here we are.
I guess my question is, what does it mean to be a final plan, like practically speaking? My question is just what does it mean for it to be a final plan that the CWG endorses? I think a lot of... What I wanted to say was a lot of the items that are in the plan are actually things that people are working on and have been working on for a long time. So it doesn't mean that not approving them means that the word stalls and for individual organizations work stalled. So if someone could just clarify...
Sure. Just to address, I think this... one of the reasons for... Doug's presentation was it demonstrates how many different bites out of the apple the community will have over the course of time. And one of the reasons for right now, so the answer is it's final in quotes, and every time we always represent it as final in quotes because it's sort of trying to create a baseline. But right now, all the working team has is the endorsement of the working team and not of the full working group. I just want to point out that there have been working team meetings that have been open to everybody in this room, and I think some folks have to ask themselves how many who are, particularly those who are talking about outreach and who are advocating for more townhouses, how many of these working team meetings have you actually gone to learn more, to present some of the... And it's not unimportant. I understand that time is limited, but there has not been engagement by some voting members to go to anything but the one or two working teams. And so that's understandable. I think everyone has come here with particular interests, but sometimes we let the best be the better of the whatever, the however you say that, saying. Rob, yes.
Yeah, I think this discussion is really a little bit premature because the plan is to vote on these after everyone has read them, which people have to do. They have to read them first, and then if they read them and they say, you know, maybe there's room for improvement and we need a town hall, then you have to say, we have to have a town hall, we're not going to vote on it. But that's premature. First we have to read them, and maybe we'll all agree that this is perfect and couldn't be better. And May makes the point that if every time we have a town hall, we revise it, then we're in the position of having to have another town hall. So at some point we have to read it all and make a judgment and then see if other voices come in from the community. If we do have a town hall, that we know what we're doing, it's not a assume that's nothing. That's absolutely fine. Right? It just seems to me that we should have a discussion about the town hall.
I just want to comment on this as well. I don't think that there's such a the full body of the Chinatown Working Group pushing, committing to town hall meetings to report back to the community. I think even just as a simple accountability measure to report back, and it can happen after the vote. This is a longer process. It doesn't need to hold up what Doug presented on the Gantt chart, but I do think we need to start practicing more accountability and reporting back to the community. And that doesn't mean that we don't proceed with what's on this agenda necessarily, but we do need to report back. There have been modifications. The Chinatown Working Group has grown in terms of membership and in terms of perspectives and interests represented by many diverse people in the community. And I think it would be really not a good sign for our future if we don't see the need to report back to the community. And we don't need to see this as, oh, we're going to change everything. But if the community needs to have as many opportunities, and the point about the general meetings and the smaller team meetings, yes, representatives should go to these meetings. But even when community members who are not coming to these meetings all the time, because this is, we deal with a lot of parliamentary debate here. It's not like simple, straightforward presentations in lay language are made all the time. So there are really not that many. The town hall meeting presentation would be significantly different than what these general meetings and working team meetings would be like. And so there's an accessibility issue there as well. And I think the town hall meeting serves that purpose too.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anyone who hasn't spoken yet, hold on. Anyone who hasn't spoken. Okay, so we'll go. Guys, I'm very mindful of a very full agenda. So May and Kay and Bethany and Damaris.
I guess I'll give a better support. It's a good example because I didn't really address it before I realized. So as an example, it would give maybe the work team a chance to start acting on some of these things. So as an example, in the immigrant path, there's a thing about the need for the police to be more, they're dealing with the immigrant community, kind of be more responsive. And, I mean, there's been these incidents of, people being arrested, and there's no language, translation and all that. So maybe, for example, we could have a meeting with the police department, CWG, and then invite others to go, keep members here, perhaps, and so it'll be that one thing, this is not a comprehensive immigration plan. We know that other folks around the table work on this issue. This would give people a chance who maybe never got to meet with the police department to go together with a group with the CWG to meet with them, talk to them about these issues, and then we can come back and talk about it.
Thank you.
If later if we want to add something else, we can add. So we're waiting 5 years for the rest of it anyway.
Thank you, May. Kay.
I got Bethany. Just to clarify, too, the reason I'm not moving for a town hall is because might not necessarily be the best course of action. So, for example, I agree with Rob that it's not up for full discussion really until next time when and if people do finalize some of these plans. But, for example, if and when we do finalize these plans, can we, once we have translated copies of the different plans, can we get them to different organizations? Can we get them to different public schools?
Yes. Sure. Bethany, nothing prevents any member organization from communicating or distributing. And Michael, I hope you
at least get an official response from the entire working group.
Right.
That's enough to say, okay. Go to your own outreach.
Council member Chin.
I think what you'll be doing in terms of forwarding on the plan that the CWG agree with. So this is a product of your work. But I see the next step is that it's got to go out to the community. I
I mean, for me, I would say, okay, this is the recommendation coming out of the CWG. We've got to get it out there to get endorsement from residents in the community or the other organizations. But even in order for me to make it work or to be effective, I need community backing. So instead, I thought, okay, these are people, they can say, yeah, this is number one, this is number two, we got to get this done. So it won't, you won't have that process.
Does anyone call to vote? Call to vote? Okay, call to vote. Should vote one, call to question. Should the proposed final preliminary action plans and study areas of the following three working teams be presented to the full Chinatown Working Group for consideration? All in favor say aye. All the voting members say aye. All voting members opposed say nay. Any abstentions? All right, so it passes. Thank you. So I'm going to ask the coach, whoever is the co-chair, is to coordinate the translation and working with the boards, and I'll help with that transition. But folks, that's going to be getting the boards and the voting members all sort of in sync and letting the boards know that they need to put it on their agenda. It's a big undertaking. And keep in mind, many of you thought you were going to be looking at all of the plans, all of the working teams, but were sort of thinking about moving ahead with pieces, in a sense, considering three instead of all at once. Okay, so the second item, you see the C through F. Those are pretty self-explanatory. We've talked about it. These things are on hold until we have new leadership of the Chinatown Working Group and the full working group engages. The third item is regarding governance and procedures. The question is this, and then we'll have a conversation, a dialogue about it. The question is, should the Chinatown Working Group establish an official CWG subcommittee to review and recommend modifications to the current CWG governance structure for consideration by the full CWG, or leave the CWG's governance structure as it currently exists? So let's begin with conversation. Michael, would you like to... Is Michael here? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Michael, would you like to start on this, since I think you and Danny have been working on this together, and perhaps Esther as well? We have something if you need it passed out, Michael. Do you want that passed out?
Well, this is something I think Bethany working with Danny produced, but I'll just give a brief introduction.
Do you ignore me?
I think that
has
done a lot in the past 2 years, but we also, in recognizing the progress, we need to recognize the shortcomings. And in the opinion of several members, we should make every effort to be accountable to the community we represent and find if there are ways to further democratize the Chinatown Working Group. And also find a way to allow the community's voice and different interests in the community to come to help set the agenda at meetings, to frame the issues, frame the problems, and to take on some of the work to encourage greater participation by community members and different people, the representatives here in the working group. Secondly, I think that Danny and others have argued that the workload of the co-chairs is tremendous. And you, in your presentation, I think, underscored that last week when detailing the duties of the co-chairs. And I think that in any organization, and this is not anything personal, whoever the co-chair may be, when there's so much work to be done, there's such an administrative burden, there's bound to be things that are not given the attention they deserve. And I think that secondarily, in addition to having a leadership structure that better represents the community, I think that we need to find ways to spread the workload so that other people can step up and do some of this work and really make this democratic initiative both in what we're doing for the community, but also in practice how we function within the Chinatown Working Group. So that's just the introduction. I think there's been a number of people who've participated in the discussion. I think the problem, though, is because it's only happened in the past 10 days or 2 weeks, is that not everybody was able to participate in the discussion. We feel like there needs to be a little bit more time. We don't want to take up tons of time, but there needs to be more time to welcome more participation from the Chinatown Working Group to take this discussion forward. And I think...
So the document that's going around is just an attempt to summarize some of the conversations and discussions that have been going on over email and in person over the past 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever it may be. And where Esther and I think Victor and Danny participated in a conference call where they talked more specifically about what the structure might look like. And some of that is included in here where basically we'd be splitting up a lot of the responsibilities that Jim listed as having done really on his own in the past couple of years. And trying to split that up into different chairs, different committees, so an outreach chair, an outreach committee, this is on page 2, fundraising, finance, and budget chair committee, government relations chair committee, meetings and events chair committee, technology and email chair committee, communications chair committee, internal relations chair committee, and any other committees or chairs that are necessary to some of the stuff that's going on with the primary election process right now, that might require a chair when that
anybody? I think Victor wants to speak. Sorry. So Bethany, are you? I'm sorry. Are you finished? You
did.
Sure.
So the last thing is just that I think we've been talking about it in an either or kind of proposition in the past couple of weeks at different meetings and conference calls and stuff like that. Another possibility is to think about it as things could be happening together. There could be co-chairs along with revamped steering, for example.
Okay, I think Victor mentioned he would like to say something, and then Jeannie, okay? Jeannie, you'll go after Victor, okay?
Just what I'm going to say about that question and the process that has been going on since there was a decision to have a discussion about restructuring that Danny spearheaded. In fact, Danny presented two opportunities to do that. The first opportunity was September 30th, at which Esther and myself and Ben participated and spoke at a conference call. The second opportunity was yesterday, and no one was available for that. So, but from the first conversation, there is a summary that we can present today, which I'll leave up to you to judge as to whether or not the discussion on restructuring really compels us to, I guess, contemplate number one over number two. And it's simply that number of items have been decided. That the job description of the co-chair is such that the work needs to be distributed. And no one would disagree with that. That like any organization, this organization is evolving, and that there are working teams, and it was my suggestion that when a working team was completed, when a working team had completed its work, it should be eliminated. And then he quite astutely said, no, it should be eliminated, it should be left to be dormant, which is probably a good thing. But like any organization, there was an agreement that this organization should establish committees that would address such things as fundraising, administrative questions, intergovernment relations, budgeting, and there was no disagreement about that. That is exactly, in fact, what we talked about, which is a matter of record, it's on the internet. And the only one thing that came up that it could have been more clarification was that the question of the community boards and they being represented as co-chairs on the Chinatown Working Group. I argue that the community board should be represented essentially in the constitution of the Chinatown Working Group. My reason for that was that I feel that the community board should own part of this enterprise, because it is they who are the co-sponsors of it. But it's also a way to co-opt the community board, if I may say that, into taking more interest in this work instead of disregarding it, and instead of considering themselves as the only planning body that exists, that they recognize that this is a very real grassroots community planning process. So in terms of the discussions on the restructuring, nothing extreme came up except the question about the co-chairs.
Jeannie.
The area that is being considered, Chinatown and the Lower East Side, is massive. And there are many different groups and organizations, residents, small business owners, community board members that need to be represented. And I think that, as someone had mentioned at one of the early meetings, the more people that we increase the leadership structure by, we broaden the vision of this organization and include the views of more people. And there, that, I believe, is critical in the next stage that we're going to go, because as more people join, and I think that perhaps there could be a steering committee of six or people or whatever that could divide up the work, and of course there's not going to be the type of consistency that might have been available before. However, we will have a broader outreach, more people will feel included, and I believe that more things may be accomplished. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeannie. Jen?
I just wanted to encourage everyone to consider not leaving the structure as it is, for the simple reason that we really haven't understood all of the nuances and all of the discussions that have taken place through emails, and as recent as discussions last night among small groups within this committee. And so I think we do need more time to explore and not just simply have an A or B choice. I strongly feel as though there's too many private discussions going on, and if we had some other way to understand the thread and for everyone to visualize, I think we would have an opportunity to have a lot more people that are not in the room today really become involved. So I would encourage people to consider not just leaving things the way they are as an easy out. I think everybody has a lot of work to do.
Thank you, Jen. Anyone else? A lot of people else. Ed Ma, and then Josephine.
I think the here in the mention of the number three, the number one seems to be more reasonable, because my understanding
of the steering committee, the current, I don't think it really functions well, because there's no certain that consistency. Some people come and they're not come. And there's no follow-up. There's so many times when I was there, it's sort of there's a new thing just come to start from the beginning. And so many things, it's not convinced, not consolidated, not consistent, not really has kind of a new professional authority make people for you to execute more with more confidence. Because this is also one of the not fair. People, it's not fair. You are the whole burden by all the whole executive, the whole thing. As I see, as Jeannie mentioned about this company, I would say this is kind of a decision, is what I mean.
Ed,
consolidated decision making process.
And I'm gonna move on, because you made your point about what we should vote on, and I think we're not going to spend we're gonna limit this to 4 or 5 more minutes. I'll tell you for one reason, and that is because we have other things we have to do, and we're actually taking a vote on whether to discuss what the new governance structure ought to be, so there will be plenty of time for what that structure might be. We just need to ratify whether we should have a committee to look at it. So, Joseph, you're up.
During the steering committee, I actually disagreed with even having to take this vote, because I think asking whether or not the governance structure should change is ridiculous. Of course it needs to change, because right now the voting structure is fundamentally flawed as it is, Chinese Staff and Workers Association, which I represent, represents thousands of working families in this community. Everybody who knows who the community is, Chinatown and Lower East Side, most of them are low-income, immigrant, working families, or their small businesses. But when I sit at this table, I only have one vote to represent all of them. Now, the developer also only has one vote, but he represents himself and his own interest for profit motive. So I don't even know if I should vote today, because if I vote, basically, it doesn't really count. I mean, basically, I sell off the interest of, you know, thousands of low-income working families in this community. So how can you say that this structure really represents who our community is? I think if we really understand who make up Chinatown of the Lower East Side, then we'll see that this voting structure has to change. And I think it's even ridiculous that we're voting on this. I mean, if people put out a proposal that it needs to be changed, it needs to be more democratic, then we should take those proposals seriously instead of saying we should take a vote on whether or not to vote on these proposals.
Thank you, Josephine. Yes, in the way back.
I'm speaking as a longtime resident who's been here for over 20 years and as someone who's worked in this area. And I think it's ridiculous that if we're talking about proportional representation in this area, working class, low income people, who are the people, you know, most of the people here in this room, I've never seen before. And why, how is it that people, if we're talking about Lower East Side, Chinatown. I grew up in public housing in the Lower East Side. How come I've never seen so many of these people sitting around here? And why is it that if this is really truly representing this community, we should really be discussing who is sitting at the table? And if we're not going to change the governance structure, it's not whatever democracy we're talking about. It's not.
Okay. Thank you. Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to understand exactly what it is you're proposing to vote on.
By the way, I'm not. It's the steering committee, Rob, just for clarification. The steering committee is proposing to vote on this, not me. Just go ahead.
I'm just trying to get some clarification as to what is being asked of this.
Okay.
And my understanding is that there is not a proposal here to change the structure. That's not the proposal here. And if you vote in favor of this thing, it doesn't change the structure. That you're just proposing that there be a committee to look into improving the structure possibly.
That is a correct summary.
Whether the question is, should we improve the structure?
Yes, it's a gift.
Or not.
That's right. It's basically...
or not to have a committee...
Do you want me to answer that?
I just want to finish. Not to improve the... That's my question. It's just...
Yes.
Have a committee to improve it, or not to have any question of...
Right. The conversation of the steering committee was to give the full force of the Chinatown Working Group to endorse the process for re-examining and reviewing the current governance structure, and to have that kind of a vote. And I just want to say a couple of things. As someone who thinks that every process can always get better and never has any, I'm going to, my last day, I think we should be looking and reviewing, personally, a governance structure. However, I want to make a couple of observations in the last couple of weeks, which I shared at steering committee, because I do have some concerns about the process that has been used in the last few weeks to look at the governance structure. And I think we should remember that whatever process we use to review the governance structure and reform, whatever, modify, should be consistent with the principles of the working group. For example, the process that was used in the last 2 weeks has been by invitation only. Many of the people in this room have had no idea about these conversations. Michael, fine, and I will finish. Okay. Let me explain. I asked Danny if I could post the meeting for the full group.
I did. I sent him an email. I asked him. You were copied on it. He said, we would prefer to try an experiment whereby we will post it online. That was the process. I think we have had many public meetings. We have had two conference calls that were attended by three people and canceled. I think for the sake of the working group, it would be beneficial to have a public process, perhaps, to which is...
I apologize. You get away with that all the time.
You're right,
Jim.
Michael,
Jenny is putting a lot of personal initiative to try to do this.
And I commend Daddy. Yes, Jeannie. Go ahead, Jeannie.
And the reason why I understand, asked one of the people who was participating on the blog, could he put their conversation on the blog, and he never got an answer back. Oh, I just do it. So that is why he was respecting that person's right to do it. Now, he was asked to collect information, not filter information, so that was what he did. Open to everyone here.
You can't
the people's ideas. That's what it is. So who is writing?
Jeannie, I merely asked if I could post it and notify the full working group. That was the extent of my communication with him. And he politely declined that. And I'm just saying that I think it would probably be beneficial for the full working group to, if they're going to do a governance, is to make a process that everyone who wants to participate knows when the meetings are and can participate. The other question has to do with process. And it is something for this full working group to discuss. We have never, as a matter of process, we have never had a non-public meeting process where we have just done conference calls or online. That doesn't mean we can't do it. But it is a question for the working group what kind of process that they want to do for a review of the governance process. That, I think, is something, if the working group decides that it wants to go forward with a review and modification, to also discuss what that process should be so that it has, as you have said about other things, the most buy-in, the largest feeling of the community. Many in this room are not don't have access to internet, and so that's another way, something for the whole group to discuss. Can we move to the question of whether or not the establish an official CWG subcommittee to review and recommend modifications to current CWG governance structure for consideration by the full CWG, or leave the CWG governance structure as it currently exists? All
how do we vote for this?
So you're either voting for one or two.
Oh,
yes, Josephine. It's my understanding that an application was sent. You know, we have an endorsement form. We just sent it in. And then, I understand. And then, Lisa maybe can pick up the thread of this.
I called, and then there was the language barrier. So I reported to Jim and Thomas that someone who spoke Chinese needed to call her back to follow up the way we follow up with anyone that submits an application. But that was the last correspondence on our end. And that's
Well,
Jimmy is representing
for
business and also business, small business as a whole
for business. Say what? No. But I think this is a no. It sounds that that no one has communicated.
Let me ask you a question. What the community, the Chinatown Working Group,
they call Chinatown will be group. Should be mainly Chinese. Chinatown will be group. You need a transfer Chinese. That's number one. Number two, co-chair. Gotta be working in Chinatown. Gotta be living in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. The learning about Chinatown what we need. I think that's very important. I don't want people come from all the way uptown or like upstate or whatever. They're not coming to be here co-chair. That is not right. Whatever your role today, I'm not feel happy for them. Because Chinatown Working Group, Chinatown. That was called Chinatown. Not Lower East Side, not downtown. So gotta be mainstream speaking. So we have been 40,000 40,000 Westerners, Chinese, Virginians, and Lower East Side. 40,000. Not 2,000, not 3,000. Let me tell you. My percent is 40,000 Westerners here, living here. The Chinatown is 70,000 Chinese people here. So that means you calling it Chinatown Working Group. So we grew here, I know you're working hard for better for Chinatown. We know that. But how many percent of new immigrant there is here on the road, 40,000 people? That is you gotta be. Language is a problem for everybody. Why is nobody coming here to listen to you? Because you have no language to speak. Some people coming here because all of you immigrants here, a lot of immigrants here, language problem. So you are taking all the power for all of you immigrants here. So I don't think this is a good percent for all of these people. That is what I heard about. So language is Chinese. Your name is Chinese Working Group, Chinatown Working Group. Why are you not Chinese? So why you don't go to downtown? Downtown. That's it. They go to downtown 14th Street. That makes sense. They call Chinese, Chinatown Working Group gotta be Chinese. That's what I say about. So let everybody, you're taking all the power for all my people. 40,000 people here. Not 1,000. I tell you again. I have the power to be rolling for any official people. To come out to roll. And I know a lot of the people just green top. But we are going to be a lot of local. But I don't think this is a right to be just rolling today. I don't think that my people having so many people here living in Chinatown, Lower East Side, and that side. But you just talking about represent me, that I don't think that's right. Okay? And also, co-chair gotta be living here, working Chinatown. Not coming for all the way. I don't want Chinese leader coming here with the same United States. That's not right. So people living here, they understand here, they working here, they learning here. That's what we need. We want to protect our own people, right? Our group, our own people. That's all we need here. Okay? Thank you very much.
Anybody else? Okay. Yes, Damaris.
Can I have that microphone? So I think that the last few weeks there's been a considerable amount of discussion, and it's clear that we need to figure out a structure that will really work. That doesn't mean that the former structure, you know, or the people that helped to make that structure possible, that they did anything wrong, but in the spirit of really trying to be open and democratic and yada, 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 all those things, it's clear that something new has to happen. The problem is, we don't know what that new thing is just yet. And so, I would like to make a friendly amendment to the vote, and that be that it not be should it be up for consideration, but that a committee be established to design this new structure that then can achieve all of the things we talk about here today. Because even in what Victor and Danny worked on, even in this presentation here today, it doesn't necessarily lay out how we will achieve being proportional, representative, dealing with the issues of the digital divide, or dealing with language barrier issues. Those things are not addressed. And so it doesn't matter what committee you have. It doesn't matter what issues in those committees you deal with. If you don't deal with how people get access to the information and have a way to have input about what is being talked about, we have changed nothing then. So I think the way we should move forward today is that we just propose having this committee that will work on designing this new structure that can achieve all of the wonderful things that people are talking about here today. And that we should have that vote and get it moving.
Okay, we are going to need to elect acting co-chairs or regular co-chairs, so we need to move forward, folks. And I'm calling, if there's anything that you have material to add to this conversation that really is different than what everyone else has said, seriously, think about it because of time. You really have something new to add? Great. Please.
The mic's right
there. Esther, do you have something new to add? I'm sorry, you had the mic.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, Jimmy and I, we work on a sample of the China partnership, and, you know, I respect him a lot. He often is very, honest and forward comments. However, today's Jimmy's comment, I have to say I disagree with it. That Chinatown is a neighborhood of all people. It's not just, it's not just Chinese living here, there are also people from other ethnic groups living here. And we do have a co-chair system that has one Chinese, which was from the school. And I think Jim Solomon has performed splendidly for the past year or two. This group owns him a lot. And I think it's really unfair. Just because the Jim is not Chinese, I think that he cannot represent us. I just want to say that.
Just to add something really quick, I know we're running out of time. What I took away from what you said, was it's really more about being as inclusive as possible. Right? And I think, like you said, I'm sorry I didn't catch your name, there's a lot of small businesses, workers, tenants in our neighborhood who, for a variety of reasons, haven't necessarily felt that the meetings or the China working group has been accessible. And I know a lot of organizations actually have been trying to change that. So, you know, we as the Chinatown Tenants Union, we've been talking to a lot of our members who are really excited about participating more in the working group, and some of them came with us today. And I think it would be so important for the new subcommittee that's being proposed to really look at how to not just get any people to come to a town hall, but how is it that their interests are actually represented either by concrete votes or in another structure so that their ideas and opinions are really taken into account so that they can, attend these sort of meetings and really participate.
Esther, I think the thought behind having this vote was to give the full working group support to the initiative. That's all it was. And it seems that everyone in this room is of the opinion that there should be an initiative. Now, what that initiative is and how that ought to, what committee and whether we call it a governance committee and how it proceeds, it seems to be open. But to give the support of a full working group to this initiative, might it make sense to have that vote?
Jim, yes. Sorry, it's just this is our first time speaking ever. And is it okay?
Of course.
I hope it's a question.
I represent Ling Xu Foundation. Ling Zhexu.
Lam Zhat Chai Gai Gang Hui.
The Ling Zhexu Foundation, Stephen Wong, the executive director.
Lam
Zhat Chai Gai Gang Hui. The Ling Zhexu Foundation, Stephen Wong,
executive director.
With respect, is it possible, since I'm so mindful and everyone is going to leave, and we have to elect co-chairs, folks. We have to. I know, but here's what I will ask. Is it possible that we take a vote and then hear that, or do we need... What is... I know we're trying to translate, and I totally respect the process, but I'm also looking at the clock.
Do you want me to look at it?
Since the Chinatown argument was created, it has neglected the residents and the small businesses' benefits. Because, especially in reference to the zoning and voting rights, my personally, I think this working group should change. I think it's Chinese is too complicated. You should write it a little simpler. Right? You guys have problems? Very quickly. What do we mean by change the... It's actually to separate the different areas and vote. The voting rights has to depends on the voting zone, I guess. So therefore, there's no other people. He has to rewrite this to a little simpler. Because you guys look at it very simple, the translation.
And by the way, I think what Stephen Wong is talking about is a great contribution to the governance committee, if there is one. So let's just get the full working group to vote on the question of should it establish an official CWG subcommittee to review and recommend modifications of the current CWG governance structure for consideration by the full CWG. All in favor, say aye. Well, now you vote for either one or two. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hold on. We can do it by voice. Hold on. I'm going to do it by voice.
You should just do it by hand.
How many? All who oppose, who are for two, leave the CWG governance structure as it currently exists, raise your hand or say aye. Okay, so there's no one in this room who believes, so it's all the ayes are for one. Okay. So we have run out of time to discuss what that process should be. I would ask that the co-chairs who will, and now this brings up the issue of if we are looking at the governance committee, it would stand to reason that we are electing acting chairs. That's we discussed at steering committee, that we keep the current configuration until we have one to replace it. That would be the recommendation of the steering committee, rather than sort of, we currently have one CBO, representing one of the CBOs, and it's, by the way, it's not one Asian, one non-Asian. It's one representing the community board. No, I think that's important because I think that may have been confused. It's one representing the community boards and one representing the community board organizations. I happen to draw the short stick, and I'm representing the community boards. But there are plenty of Asian Americans who are on the community boards who could be elected to be representing. And so just to be clear on that. Okay, so the proposal discussed at steering committee, and anyone can, who was at steering committee or who wasn't, can correct me. But the proposal would be to elect to the end of this year. So for 3 months, the term, I don't know what the first Monday is in January, but whatever that is, assuming that that's when the meeting would be held, these would be caretakers. And their job would be, in part, to work with this governance subcommittee to help structure it, make it something that everyone is happy with. Also, deal with the preliminary action plans that we've talked about. All right, so it would be the proposal here is a 3-month term, while the governance committee has till the end of this year to work out a conversation and per seems to be many things right, talking about steering committee, talking about proportional representation perhaps, all sorts of conversations that the governance subcommittee can talk about. But I think the co-chairs will develop that with the support of first the steering committee and the full CWG, what that process ought to be. And hopefully there will be some periodic reports from the CWG subcommittee on governance back to the full Chinatown working group so everyone knows what's going on. Okay, so that would be a proposal. Is that something that is acceptable to the voting members? All in favor of that proposal as a sort of a temporary holding pattern? All in favor of that, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone against? All nays. Okay, so we have a full majority voice, unanimous voice vote on a subcommittee. Okay, now, acting chairs. Now, I've made it clear that I'm not a candidate for acting chairs, but the floor is now open. I think it's okay. I can turn it over to someone, but since I'm not a candidate, if it's okay if I run or help to sort of moderate that, if that's okay with everyone. Okay, so for recommend proposals, and it would be either a community board or organization representative or a community board CBO, community-based organization. Does everyone understand?
Yeah.
And I believe, according to our bylaws, the nominations would come from voting members, and it would be a representative from a voting member. Ideally, you'd want that voting member either here or to have told you that he or she would definitely do the job so they don't get nominated while they're out of the room, which would be pretty cruel. Funny, but cruel.
It happened before.
Funny, but cruel. Okay, so hold on. And we're going to be writing them down, and then we'll put them up, and then ballots will be circulated, one per organization, voting member organization. So let's open the floor to nominations. Jeannie Chin. All right, so Jeannie, could you just stand up and say that again for those who couldn't hear it in front? And do you accept, Bethany?
I accept because I like
to be complete. Hold on one second. Let us just get. If it's okay, we'll just.
You're going to put the names.
Yeah, we're going to put them up in different categories. So that's a recommendation or proposal for a CBO. Bethany Lee under CBO. And then why don't you just...
under CBO.
You want to put Albeth, right? Should we put our name, the organization? Does that help everyone a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's Albeth. And then a tab if you're in there. We'll go tab. Okay, so any other nominations? John Leo.
I am nominating the community board part of it. I'm nominating Gigi Lee because she's from Community Board 3.
Does your name have to end with Lee in order
yes.
to...
Yes.
So I think probably what Gigi... That's all fine. Okay.
L-I.
CB3. anyone else? Kay Webster.
Maybe.
And Yeah. Mainly it's just the organization,
that's LPE,
Chinese
though, right?
Progressive Association, and that would be a CBO. Is that correct? It would be obviously a CBO.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
And that nominated Paul
Gong
as the CBO.
As Paul, oh, sorry, I didn't ask May if you accepted that nomination. Do you accept that nomination?
3 months, right?
3 months. Gigi, I'm sorry, Paul, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but Paul, Gigi, do you accept the nomination? Okay, and Paul, do you accept that nomination?
I'm going to decline.
Declines. You might. We just. Whoever's keeping minute. Well, just. We should say that Paul was nominated but declined. Anyone else?
There's a request to make the fonts a little bigger, if possible.
Okay. Yeah. Should we vote on that, Michael, or? We you know, Mike. Michael, as my last act, I'm going to just say yes to that without even asking the whole thing. All right, Lisa Spiritu.
I would like to nominate Kay Webster. I don't know if she'll pick me up on that. But, okay, declines.
Kay Webster declines. Doug Woodward.
I'd like to nominate Lisa.
I second that.
As a
CBO.
Okay. Anyone else?
You two accept?
Oh, sorry, you came up with that.
Yeah.
You declined. She declines. Okay. Anyone else?
Come on, step up, you people.
No, you know, this, by the way...
You can nominate yourself,
I do
too.
Think this is... There's nothing wrong... What's interesting... By the way, what's interesting about this process, I think, in general, and it's something that spoke to working teams, there's only so many people to go around for certain, you know, who want to do this, who want to take this on. And one of the comments that was made, by the way, about working teams, those working teams, if they move forward with engaging the city, they're going to be busy doing that, leading that process. So it's only so many people to go around. All right, so next, nominees. Anyone else? Bob Lee. He's not a voting member. Sorry, I mean, you can say that for yourself, Rob.
I decline.
John Leo.
I would like to nominate Victor Papa.
Victor Papa, what organization is that?
I'm going to decline that.
Doug Woodward.
Since I didn't win with Elisa, I'd like to nominate the mayor.
Yes.
I second that too.
At Conquer.
Coach.
Why is everybody looking at me? Oh my God, I'm going to die.
How are you going to do it?
Everybody recognizes my name is not Lee, right?
The honorary Lee.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Tanaj Reyes from Goals accepts. Anyone else? That's a CBO. Anybody else? Going one.
Any other community board?
Any other community board reps? I will, for the sake of this conversation, nominate Edward Ma from Community Board 2 as a Community Board representative. Now, we have three candidates in one category, which we've not had before. And the question that comes, and I'm asking the group because I don't have the slightest idea, whether you do it based on the most for the three, or you do a round and you get down to two and then you vote on the two. I apologize because we've never had that situation, so I don't know what the... I'm going to ask the group what they think is the fairest, the correct way to do it. We have three in the CBO category, and do you do it as... So does everyone understand my point?
Yes. There is no further nominations for the community board.
No, but we have. But there's no. But you have to vote. You have to vote for the community because people may not want to vote for the community board representative, and that's important too. The people who withhold their vote or don't vote. So the question is to the group: do you do it? It's very possible you'd have like 6 votes and 5 votes and 8 votes for that, and that might feel like it's not enough, and we should have the whole. So I'm asking the group, would you, we do two rounds on the CBOs? All in favor of two rounds going from three to two, raise their hand. Okay, people don't understand what I'm asking.
No.
There are three members, three possible candidates for CBO.
For what?
If we did it, vote now who your favorite, who you prefer. We, one person might have six votes, the other might have five, and the other might have eight, and that's hardly a unanimous majority of voting members. So the idea might would be to do one round, the top two vote getters out of those three, then get submitted to the full group for a vote, so that everyone in this room gets a chance to resubmit. We've not had this situation, so I think that seems to be a fair way to do it. So I'm asking, does now everybody understand what I'm proposing? Does everybody understand what I'm proposing? Josephine, do we need to translate that? Was that clear? Or?
Secret ballot.
No, the ballots are not secret. You fill it out. You don't have to raise your hand, but you fill it out so you are the representative of that organization. You fill it out, and then you hand them in, and they'll be tallied. Okay, so, does everybody now understand? Josephine, have you had a time? Enough time for this? Does everybody understand? So, all in favor of two rounds, going from three to two, raise their hand. Three to two.